The epistle appointed for the Sunday within the octave of the Sacred Heart is from the first epistle of St. Peter, chapter 5. Dearly beloved, be you humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the time of visitation, casting all your care upon him, for he hath care of you. Be sober and watch, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist ye, strong in faith, knowing that the same affliction befalls your brethren who are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little, will himself perfect you, and confirm you, and establish you. To him be glory and empire forever and ever. Amen. And the Gospel, from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 15. At that time the publicans and sinners drew near unto Jesus to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners, and eateth with them. And he spoke to them this parable, saying, What man is there of you that hath 100 sheep, and if he shall lose one of them, doth not he leave the 99 in the desert, and go after that which was lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, lay it upon his shoulders, rejoicing, and coming home, call together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep that was lost. I say to you that even so, there shall be joy in heaven upon one sinner that doth penance, more than upon 99 just, who need not penance. Or what woman having 10 groats, if she lose one groat, doth not light a candle and sweep the house, and seek diligently until she find it? And when she hath found it, call together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, because I have found the groat which I had lost. So I say to you that there shall be joy before the angels of God upon one sinner doing penance. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has everlasting life, and I will raise him up in the last day. Words taken from the Gospel of St. John. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In 1917, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to three children in Portugal. Their names were Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta. They are commonly known as the Children of Fatima. They are famous the world over as faithful messengers of the Mother of God. Our Lady told them to say the rosary every day. She asked them to pray for sinners, to make sacrifices for them. She said that her son was very sad because people commit so many sins. She said that people must stop sinning and make reparation to her Immaculate Heart. The children were very generous in doing as she requested. They tried very hard to be good. They prayed. They made many little sacrifices. They obeyed their parents, especially when it was difficult. They knew that this is what God wanted them to do, and this is how they could help Mary save souls from going to hell. They knew that God was very good, and so they tried to love him with all of their hearts. In a very short time, these three children became very holy. God also gave them a special favor that helped them to become good. Here's what happened. A year before the children saw the Blessed Mother, they were visited by an angel. They were tending their family's sheep in the hills when they noticed a bright light coming toward them, as if it were a bright cloud flying through the air. It came near, and they saw in that bright light an angel who looked like a young man. He spoke to them, saying, Fear not, I am the angel of peace. Pray with me. He then knelt upon the ground, and he bowed very low. And the three children did the same, and they repeated the words that they heard him say. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee. I beg pardon of thee for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee. The angel arose, and then he told them, Pray in this way. The hearts of Jesus and Mary listen to your prayers. He then disappeared. The children did as they were told. Each day in the pastures, they said the rosary, and many times they repeated the angel's prayer. Twice more that summer, the angel visited them. On his third visit, he was holding a chalice in his hand, just like the chalice the priest will raise above his head at the altar. The angel appeared holding a chalice in his hand. Above the chalice was a host, and drops of blood fell from the host into the chalice. The angel then gave the host to Lucia. He then allowed Jacinta and Francisco to drink from the chalice. He told them, "Take and drink the body and blood of Jesus Christ, horribly outraged by ungrateful men. Make reparation for their crimes and console your God." He prayed with them and then disappeared. The children knelt in silent adoration. They were filled with a happy feeling of the presence of God within them. Gradually, they realized what had taken place and their great privilege. They had received Holy Communion, and God was present within them. For Jacinta and Francisco, the youngest of the two, it was their first Holy Communion. After this, they increased their prayers and sacrifices with renewed zeal. This communion helped them to become good. For in communion, our Lord himself comes to it, to the soul, and fills it with many graces, and he also makes it very holy. For grace makes the soul holy. And the more grace God has, the more grace God gives the soul, the closer that soul is to God, and the greater it loves God. My dear faithful, when the time came for our Savior to ascend into heaven, he was very happy. But it also made him sad to think of leaving us. He loved us so much that he wanted to be always with us. He didn't want to leave us as orphans without a father. So before he ascended, he found a way of remaining always with us. And so he gave priests power to offer his body and blood in sacrifice. And so at Mass, the priest speaks the words of Jesus. Over the bread, the host, he says, "This is my body." And it becomes the body of Christ. Over the wine, he says, "This is the chalice of my blood." And it becomes the blood of Christ, because he is speaking in the name of Jesus. It's like Jesus himself speaking at the altar. And Jesus becomes truly present upon the altar in the Holy Eucharist. Even now, he is already in the tabernacle upon the altar. He lives in that little house. He is thinking of us right now. And he sees our souls. He is delighted that a number of young children will be soon receiving him for the first time. He sees us. He loves us. He's looking forward to the moment when we will receive him in Holy Communion. He does not come down from heaven because he likes to stay upon the altar or in the tabernacle. The place he really wants to live is in our souls. And so he loves to come to us. That's why he came to the children of Fatima. That's why he had that angel bring him in Holy Communion to those children. God sent the angel to them because our Lord wanted to come to them. Our Lord loves us that much. He wants to give us his gifts. He wants to make us happy. He especially wants to give us his grace, for grace will make us holy and bring us to heaven. And today is a very happy day for our Lord, as well as for you. Our Lord is very eager, for you will be receiving him, little children, for the very first time. The day has finally come when you will make your first Holy Communion. You will come near the altar and receive into your soul Jesus Christ himself. He is your Lord and your God. He is also your greatest friend. And what you're about to do is the greatest and the holiest thing that anyone can do. You are going to eat the bread of angels. You will eat the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And this is a most special moment. If you could see what your angels see at the moment of communion, you would imagine that you were already in paradise, because there is so much glory and so many angels who surround the altar and who come to worship God. Not even your angels get to receive Holy Communion, as you will be allowed to do. So ask your angel to help you to receive our Lord and to honor him. Before communion, ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to come to you. She knows best how to love her Son, and she will welcome him into your heart and teach you how to love him. After you receive, return to your pew. Give all of your attention to your good God. Tell him that you love him. Ask him to increase his grace and his love in your heart. And remember that Jesus is good. He is very rich. He has everything. He is very powerful. He can do anything. He loves to bless you and to give his graces. He loves it when we ask him for things, for graces and favors. So don't be afraid to ask for everything. Ask for many things. But remember, he will only give you what is good for your soul. And so ask him to help you to be good, to be obedient to your parents, to be kind to your brothers and sisters. Ask him to help you to not commit any sins. Ask him to keep your heart pure and holy so that you never commit a mortal sin. Ask him also to give your, you can also give your heart to the Blessed to the Blessed Mother. Ask her, Mary, to keep you pure and holy so that you will always be worthy to receive her Son. Ask our Lord to bless your parents. The moments after communion are the most precious moments of our life because God is with us to give us the things we ask for. And for all of us, when we see children receive their first communion, it's a time for us to renew our love and devotion to this holy sacrament. We should all try to become as little children, innocent and holy in our thoughts, words, and deeds, praying often with the trust of a child. And when we have sinned, we should run to the feet of our Lord as a child runs to his father whom he has injured, with tears of sorrow in our eyes and confident that he will forgive us. Unless you become as little children, our Lord says, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. If we loved our Lord as little children, we would become saints in no time. We would find great joy in Holy Communion, for this is one of the effects of this sacrament, and all of the saints experience this great joy in communion. Our Lord also gives great graces in Holy Communion. He feeds our souls with his divine life. He increases sanctifying grace and all the virtues. He lessens our evil inclinations. He also takes away venial sins if we are sorry for them. He gives strength to overcome temptation. He gives courage in all the trials of life. In short, he prepares our souls for eternal life and our bodies for a glorious resurrection. Let us then receive Holy Communion with great love. Let us resolve to serve our Savior with our whole heart and soul. He is the source of all happiness. Apart from him, happiness cannot be found upon this earth. Let us resolve to avoid all sins. Even little sins offend God and make him sad. Let us love the hidden Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And lastly, Holy Communion is a pledge or a promise of everlasting life. Our Lady promised the children of Fatima that she would take them to heaven. Our Lord has also promised to take us to heaven if we love him truly and receive him often and devoutly. He is the way that leads to heaven. And until we get there, he is also our greatest happiness upon this earth. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.